Now, I want to be clear about this. I wrote, let's draw an alien. A better word is a serpent being. But I'm going to show you, look, there's the eye, there's the other eye. You can let that be the nose. There's a frowny mouth. There's the top of the head coming down the neck. There it is, top of the head. Drawing in the eye right now. There's one eye. There's another eye. And I'm just drawing in what the artist already carved. There it is. There's the serpent being inside Akhenaten. That turns to a scrotum and a penis. Okay, just look right there and try and tell me that that's not what's being written on the board. There's her hair. There's her mouth. There's penetration. There's her knee. Legs shooting out behind her body. There's her hip, there's her knee, leg shooting out, foot. There it is, drawn in differently. Same thing though, make it easier for you to perceive. I can see it very easily. There she is. Stop and think about what the hell you're looking at, just for the Lord, I mean for the Lord God to be able to show you what you're looking at, right? Do you know how insane this is? This solves all Egyptology. Did you know I can draw Akhenaten in another hieroglyph where there's a dragon coming out of the sun and breathing his fire onto the vagina of the girl that's in the same hieroglyph? You know, Bob Seger, they have the fire down below. Where do you think that drive comes from? That's where it comes from. There it is. Look at this. So there's the serpent being inside Akhenaten. That's the abomination that causes desolation. His head and his neck turn into a scrotum and a penis, penetrating this girl that's on her knees. There's her eye. There's the top of her head. Her hair is the leg of the kid. There's her mouth. Here's her leg going down. Here's the penetration. There's her hip. Here's her other leg. And there's Akhenaten. I mean, there's the serpent being. Inside the head of the kid is a dead sheep, and there's also a reptile. It's all right in front of you. Do you know what you're getting to see right now? Do you understand? Anyone that says that in any way, shape, or form, they had anything to do with any of this is a liar. The Lord gave this to me in 2000, I don't know, 3 or 4. Okay, now this is super important. This is what Satan does to his own children. He consumes them. So I'm going to show you right here is an eye. See the eye right here? This is a head wearing a turban. The turban is orange. I colored it orange. I could have put more orange up in here, right in here. But this is a turban. There is an eye right here. This is the open mouth right here. This is a tongue coming out right here. And this is the bottom jaw right here. I call it the creature. It's a serpent creature. Like a human snake. Like a human snake. Like the head human snake right here. The boss of the human snakes. Progressively getting worse. That's their daddy here.
You and I.
Watch. This is impossible. turn it upside down. See that? Look at that. Oh my gosh. Here's a spirit trapped in hell. Now watch this. There's the eye right here. See the two flames on the forehead make horns? See the little horn right there and the horn right there coming out of the flames? See the eye right there? See the nose? See the open mouth right here, the bottom chin? Watch this. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Do y'all know how insane what I just showed you is? Now you know what the abomination of desolation is. And it's taken over now. That's why there's this pronoun confusion. The serpent race was a race that started the host body system. Genesis 1, let us create man in our image. The word is phantom, an illusion, a representative figure, especially an idol. That's not the Lord God. That's the enemy, guys.
Pray prayers based on your ability. Do not pray prayers based on your understanding. I think sometimes people refuse to pray certain things because they dismiss it as an impossibility. We pray prayers that are limited to our understanding, limited to our ability. We think, well, I don't want to pray something that's too far, or I don't want to pray something that's too difficult. Why? Because we're measuring our standard of faith based upon man's ability rather than God's ability. When you pray, pray prayers that only God can answer. Type amen if you agree. This is something that I've noticed about people who spend time in prayer. People of prayer pray about everything. They're constantly going before the Lord. Why? Because they want to walk in that perfect will of God. In fact, some people might think you're ridiculous for taking as much to prayer as you do. But you know that your confidence is not in self. You know that your confidence is in God. You understand that you're relying completely on His power. Nothing is impossible for God. And prayer warriors know that. If you'll make a commitment right now to pray daily, type prayer first in the comment section.
This next video features another dog that might be able to detect the paranormal. The animal can be seen pacing around a dimly lit room, barking at some sort of presence.
Right there this time. Hello? Hey, no. No, stay there. Hey. Oh my God. Dude.
The clip, shared to TikTok by VK Project, appears to capture a mysterious shadowy figure seated in a corner of the room.
No. No, stay there. Hey. Oh my God. Dude. It's okay. It's okay.
The person filming asks the figure to stay there as they approach. However, as they do, the figure seems to stand and then vanish into thin air.
No, stay there. Hey.
The man then scans the area with the camera, but there's no trace of it anywhere. However, the dog continues to growl as if sensing its presence.
It's okay. It's okay.
While some viewers speculate that the video may be the result of special effects, others aren't so certain. They point to the dog's unease as evidence that the footage could be authentic. Ultimately, though, we'll leave this up to you, the viewer, to decide. Is the shadowy figure merely an elaborate hoax, or does this video reveal something paranormal? Share your thoughts down below.
Right there this time. Hello? Hey, no. No, stay there. Hey. Oh my God. Dude. It's okay. It's okay.
A lot of times when I'm typing in people's names in Google search, the term net worth comes up a lot. I don't know how accurate it is, right? I don't know how much money these people actually have, but hey, brothers and sisters, guess how much Julio Iglesias' net worth is? I'll give you a second. Did you guess $600 million? Isn't that insanity? We all need money to survive in this world, but that is very excessive. You could do a lot of help for people in the world that are misfortunate, right? Not here to tell Julio what to do with his money, just pointing it out. Again, Google, a lot of people must research that. You know how Google fills in the search words for you? So Julio Iglesias, net worth over $600 million. Hey, speaking of Julio Iglesias, here he is. He's doing the Freemason Grand Pontiff secret monitor point. There's one of his eyes on one of his album covers. What's this picture? Oh, he's hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. He's sitting there relaxing, doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands, a gesture of supposed enlightenment. It's the false light of Lucifer, and it's most definitely the pride of humanity to pose like this. Let's switch it up and look at Roger Moore. You guys know Roger Moore, one of the people that played James Bond. Here he is, hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, brothers and sisters. God bless you, everyone.
Do you ever get lower back problems?
No, not lower back, no.
Where else, though? You got something?
Neck.
Do you have any neck problems today?
I'll try. I'll bite. Yeah.
I'll bite.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So, Faith, who's next? Phil. So, what's your name, man?
Jim.
Jim. Okay, so Jim, is it up here?
Yeah, right there. Exactly. Right where
trapezius,
you
are. Trapezius, left side.
That's right, yeah. That's
okay.
Right,
so here's what you got to do now. You just relax, let him pray, and then just be honest. Now, what's your pain level 1 through 10?
2.
Okay, it's kind of mild today.
Yeah.
Does some day flare up sometimes?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So, Philip, you ready? All right, you just relax.
What's your name? Jim.
Jim.
Okay.
So just relax, Jim. Go ahead, Philip.
So in the name of Jesus, I thank you. You love Jim.
Yeah.
And we speak right now to his neck. We speak healing, and we command all pain, all discomfort, anything that's not of you, we command it to go right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so Jim, there's no wrong answer. You can't fail. We're just praying. So you look for it and tell us what it is.
Feels pretty good.
Do you have any pain?
No.
No pain.
That's amazing.
No pain. That's cool, isn't
amazing.
It?
Yeah, very
now you guys all know Jesus?
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, I'm from Seattle. Almost nobody knows Jesus. But I come to Texas. Texas, everybody knows Jesus. You know, so this is easy here.
Yes.
So where does it hurt right now?
Yeah. My whole body.
Your whole body hurts.
Yes.
From the vaccination.
Vaccination, yes.
So after you had the vaccine, when did you start to feel the effects
yes,
of it?
Yes, I feel so tired.
Very
so tired?
Yes.
Like pretty soon after?
Before the injection, I am so strong. I don't feel tired, yes, but after the injection, I am very tired.
So you're a very nice guy. God's going to heal you, and you're going to get your strength back. So, all right, so Lord, we thank you for this man that you love him so much. So all pain go, all pain and ill effects from that vaccine leave his body right now. We release life to you, life and strength to you, your strength back, your health back, all poisons and toxins get out of his body now in the name of Jesus Christ. He loves you. Be healed.
Amen.
Amen. Now move around
full
a little bit.
Restoration.
Move around a little bit.
That's a good sign. He's laughing.
Move around. Tell me how you feel.
Yes, I feel
different, right?
Yes,
isn't it?
Different.
You feel like an uplifting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, walk a little bit.
Take a few steps.
Because that when you walk, you're saying, I believe.
Yes, I feel relaxed. Yes.
Yeah, you feel
you relaxed?
Yes.
That's good.
And now you got to do something like do a push-up. Tell me, like, do this. See if you got
something you couldn't do before.
If you got more energy.
Yes.
See if you got more energy doing that.
now?
Yeah, do one. Just
or even against the taxi, you can push up, like, yeah, you do a push-up.
Yeah,
you
just do this. Yeah,
like,
it's a nice car.
Yes.
So you feel more strength.
Yes. But how?
I told you, it's a miracle. Like when God does miracles through us, you know, it's like I'll feel when I'm near somebody that God wants to heal. I feel like energy go through my hand, and when I was over there, I felt it. And you were the first person I looked at,
yeah.
And when I saw your face, I said, "That's a peace-loving person right there."
Yes,
I can see on your face the love of God on your face.
Yes, and that's a confirmation that God just hugged.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a I gotta see that when he says that, I hear a horn went.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So God bless you.
Say, Jesus, I believe that I'm strong now.
Yeah, Jesus, I believe I am strong now.
And I'm healed from that vaccination.
I am.
I'm healed from the vaccination.
Healed from vaccination.
Amen.
Amen. Vad är det du säger? Det är helt bra. Jag sa ingenting. Jag bara la handen på. Och så sa jag bara att smärta skulle försvinna. Och att hon skulle bli läkt och röra sig och komma tillbaka. Men hon säger att det är bra.
Ja.
Young lady here, and Camille, she has a pain in her head, and Camille's going to lay her hand on her forehead and command the pain to go.
I command the pain to leave now. Scanning, slap.
Så börjar Kinesa.
Nej, men lägg av. Hur känns det? Bra, men det är på låtsas. Vad gör du för någonting?
Jag har handen på. Men hur
förvalar
du? Försvinn.
Men jag förstår inte hur det funkar. Ska jag berätta?
Ja.
Det som hände var...
So Camille is explaining now. She's shocked because the headache went away. And Camille is explaining what happened to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Ei tullutkaan sitä pistosta, yhdessä kannalta pidä.